producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Gentlemen, welcome to America's Auto Enthusiast Program. This is Auto World. And now, here's your host, Bob Long.
Welcome, everybody. Thank you very much for joining us here for another hour of Auto World. My name is Bob Long. In this hour of the broadcast, we're going to be joined by a gentleman who is a television host. That's right, his name is Motorman, and he's going to be with us for the entire hour. We're going to be talking about some of his latest adventures. He's been driving all kinds of cool cars. He's the only person that I know that has driven the new flagship Cadillac, the CT6. We can't wait to hear about that. He also was down in the Florida Keys checking out the new Buick convertible. If you're with us in the previous hour of the broadcast, We touched on that a little bit, and speaking of that, we had a trivia question out there about the previous Buick convertible before this new one, and doesn't seem that long ago to me, but it was back in the late 80s, the Buick Riata, and we want to congratulate Mike Wallace, Motor Mike Wallace himself, in Fort Payne, Alabama. Thank you, Mike, and thank you for listening on GCN Live. And Mike is the owner of a great radio station, WFPA, which actually broadcasts the morning editions of this show on Saturdays and Sundays. So thank you very much for doing that, Mike, and for filling in for me from time to time along with Mark Evans. But right now, let's go out to California and bring forth the man himself, the man simply known as Motorman. Motorman, welcome back to the broadcast. How are you doing?
Very good, Bob. How are you doing?
I'm doing fine. Thank you so much. Hanging in there. And really excited to have you on board here. I love automotive television. I've been watching a lot of the auctions of late, and I have a number of shows that I'm a big fan of, and of course, Motorman is right there at the top of the list. And this might be putting you on the spot, and if you care not to answer, it's okay. But is there any other television show out there in addition to your own wonderful show that has a special place in your heart?
Special place in my heart. Well, there's a couple of different things the way I would answer that. Number one, like you, I'm like everybody else that geeks out on those auction programs. Like, I love watching to see the results. And I actually go so far as to, I watch the live streams from the auctions themselves. Like, you and I both know David Gooding, who puts together an amazing auction. He does a live stream on his website, and I am the geek that sits in front of my computer for like 4 hours and watches his entire broadcast. And like some of the stuff that came up in Scottsdale, there were some crazy numbers, but believe it or not, there looked to be a couple of bargains. Like there were a couple of mid-year Corvettes that I was angry I wasn't there. Granted, I would have taken your checkbook to buy them, but there were a couple of, like, there was a 63 split window that I thought was a bargain for about $100,000. It was a fuelie, it was beautiful condition, nice color. You know, I was going to call our mutual friend Dave Kennedy to pick it up for us.
Absolutely. Dave was out there doing all of his fine reporting for Automobile Magazine and Auto Week Magazine, of course, publisher of the Hagerty Price Guide. And that brings up a story that you told me via email, and perhaps we can share it on air. Dave Kitty, yes, esteemed sir. Automotive journalist, I understand, played a major role in launching your television career. Tell us about that.
He very, very much did. This is someone answering your earlier question, but telling you the story. So the other show that I used to watch, I actually used to live in England, Bob. I think you know this about me. I lived there for 3 years, and I used to watch Top Gear when it first started in 2002, before it was a big deal. And I loved the show back then. But I was in technology. I was a guy, I had a 15-year career in technology working at Apple Computer, Prodigy Internet.
Wow.
And then I got into the mobile internet, building like apps like for Major League Baseball and CBS and guys like that. But I always knew like I wanted to get into entertainment, specifically comedy. But I always loved cars. Well, I got to know Dave Kinney by going to like Barrett Jackson and Gooding and places like that. And he's got a good sense of humor, so we really hit it off. And then one day, I used to live in New York, and that's where I'm from. It's still my home. We're sitting across the table at the then only Shake Shack, which was in Madison Square Park, and it was like one of those silent lunches, and Dave Kinney, you know him, he's older than me, and he looks across the table, breaks the silence, and says to me, "You really need to figure out what the hell you're going to do the rest of your life, because you're going to wake up one day, you're going to be 50, and you're not going to know where the hell the time went." And I went into a dark period for a month. I was anxious and freaking out the entire month. But you know what? Dave Kinney was right. And 2 months later, I moved to L.A. The next day, I was on stage telling jokes. And I started working my way up to bigger clubs like the Comedy Store and the Improv. Then I got offered a writing gig. That turned into another writing gig, which turned into Moto Man, which is what I do today.
That's fantastic. What a great story.
So if Dave hadn't said that to me, we would not be talking right now.
That's fantastic. And for those of us who have fantasized about being a stand-up comedian and being on some of those great stages that you have graced, what is that experience like? I mean, many comedians I've talked with say, at first, it's downright scary. What were some of your personal
experiences? Well, for me, it was a bit different because I was always the guy at those technology companies. I was the guy that was sent to do the public speaking. I was the guy that was always sent to do, like, the panel discussion. And I got to tell you, Bob, that was my most favorite experience, was to actually go and do public speaking. But it was not really telling jokes. I mean, I was joking around, but I was talking about tech, which was kind of boring, and I made it interesting because I related it to people. And that's what comedy is like. You're going up, you're telling a story, but for it to really resonate with an audience, you need to make it relatable. So you can imagine when I do stand-up today, I don't go up and tell stories of, oh, my God, I drove a 12-cylinder, 600-horsepower Mercedes-Benz twin-turbo coupe. No one relates to that. That is not funny to most people.
But only you and I relate to that.
Exactly. But if I turn it around to a story of I drove a car and it reads the heat signatures of animals and people and then shoots beams of light from Swarovski crystals, that's funny. Because it's true, and it's relatable, and it's ridiculous.
It is. All of the above, you're absolutely correct. And with a ridiculous price tag as well. But it's a beautiful vehicle, and for all of our friends listening at in Atlanta, at Mercedes-Benz, listening on WCFO, keep sending those beautiful vehicles to Bob Long and Motor Man. And if you want to just leave
Bob,
on...
Bob, I still dream of that car. They gave us a stunning dark green metallic with a saddle leather interior S65 coupe. You know me, I'm a Lotus guy. I like small, light, fast cars that usually break down once a year. But that car, oh my God, it was... I can't say enough good things about it.
Yeah, I had an absolutely beautiful one down here in Florida as well. It was black with a red leather interior. And
oh, wow.
It was an absolutely stunning vehicle. Just gorgeous from every angle. Breathtaking.
And the problem is when they come and take it from you, that you cry like a schoolgirl when they come and take it.
Oh, I know. Well, that's all part of being an automotive journalist. You chase them down the street like a dog, you know. When we come back on the other side, we're going to talk Buick and the new convertible. And a little surprise is ahead as well. This is Auto World. Don't go away.
Can't stop, and I can't stop. Gotta keep moving. you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Let's say you want to make a do-it-yourself repair on your vehicle. Where do you turn for advice? If you're considering free online repair advice, you might want to consider the source. Instead of putting your vehicle at risk, rely on accurate, complete guidance from start to finish with the experts at Haynes. Every Haynes manual is based on a complete teardown and rebuild of the vehicle. They learn the best ways to do a job and make it easier and cheaper for you. Haynes now offers online manuals that are formatted for all electronic devices. Rather than chance it on the internet, see the experts at Haynes.com. Since 1915, J.C. Whitney and its catalog full of parts for nearly every car, truck, SUV, and motorcycle on the road have delivered everything automotive to generations of enthusiasts. Please visit www.jcwhitney.com to shop for the latest parts and accessories, request catalogs, and join the celebration of a truly American company and a truly significant milestone as J.C. Whitney turns 100 years old.
Are you sneezing, coughing, and aching? Do you have a sore throat, a fever, or the sniffles? There's no reason to be sick this cold and flu season with immune system support from Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver can give your body the help it needs to fight off harmful pathogens without hurting beneficial gut flora and without leaving behind resistant bacteria. Antibiotics can damage good microflora and often leave behind bacteria which can cause problems later on. If you're sick of being sick, try Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver, the number one choice of thousands for a safe and effective way to protect against the many diseases and illnesses that we are facing today. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com, read our customer reviews, and see the life-changing results that people are having. That's SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com. Use the promo code PROTECTED for 20% off your entire order. And like us on Facebook. Supernatural Silver.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't take on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? Reputation Defender from Reputation.com can help you protect your good name. Get a free consultation now at 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from Reputation Defender right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Hi, this is Jay Leno, and you're listening to Auto World with Bob Long.
Well, watch out, man, how you drive that Cadillac there. I'm telling you, they got a fine machine. Drive your automobile down the highway, man, on the road.
Everybody, thank you very much for joining us here on the broadcast. And Motorman is with us, and Motorman As you know, I am I'm a huge music guy. I started my radio career as a disc jockey back in the days when you were actually allowed to have some personality and actually talk. And I just love music, and I love car songs. And I personally have collected over 2,000 car songs, you know, either specific songs about cars or songs with lyrics about cars. And recently, the last time you were here on the broadcast, you were expressing your love for the Buick 225. So give this a listen.
Yes, sir.
Salute to the vehicle that Motor Man wants, the Buick Deuce and a Quarter. I thought you'd get a kick out of that one.
I got to tell you, you got me beat there. I didn't even know there was a song about that car. That is educational, my friend. I totally did not. And I, as you know, I grew up on Buicks, so I have a huge soft spot in my heart for Buicks. And that brings up a funny story. So as you know, and we'll discuss, we were down in the Florida Keys driving the new Cascada convertible from Key West to Miami, and we were driving, and we were looking for a spot to do our stand-up for the driving dynamics part of the episode, and I swear to God, Bob, we're driving down this side street in the Keys, and there really isn't much where to go, and there's only one road, basically, down there. We go down the side street, Bob, and I'm not joking you, a powder blue 69 Electra 225 convertible was in somebody's driveway. Totally not making this up. So me and my cameraman, we just totally grilled it. We pulled up our silver blue Cascada convertible right behind this 69 Buick convertible. And instead of talking driving dynamics, we talked about the 69 convertible, the Buick convertible. And that is now part of the episode that's coming out on Tuesday.
So it all comes together, and we didn't even talk about doing this. So how do you like that?
Oh, yeah, you had your song, and I got the actual car. So it all worked out. This is why you and I are friends for so long.
Yeah, absolutely. So tell us all about this new Buick convertible. It's the first time, as Mike Wallace there at WFPA pointed out, that we've seen a Buick convertible since the Riata. This is a fairly modern vehicle and based on an Opel platform.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. So I heard you, as we were at the bumper coming in at the beginning of the show, I heard you talking about the trivia and the Riata, and I just got to say that I actually am one of the few people that like the Riata. Like, I know it's weird. It's got odd proportions because they took a beautiful design, but they put it on a front-wheel drive platform, which changed the proportions, and it really looks goofy on that. So kind of like the ELR looks goofy in real production as opposed to what it looks like from the concept car. But I still love the Riata to the point where when I finally have, like, a warehouse, I'm going to get a Riata. But anyway, we put that off to the side because I can go on about hours about Riata because I got a lot of nonsensical information. But to this new Cascada, it is the first Buick in 25 years, and it's got a couple of interesting tech pieces which I didn't realize going into it. And now I'm the guy on these programs. I go straight, forget about like the bar or forget about talking to the PR people. I go straight for the engineers and designers, and I corner them, and I try to find out the details on the car that gets me excited because I like talking about torque. I like talking about design and inspiration.
Mm-hmm.
Well, get this, Bob. What does the Buick Cascada, which is designed and engineered in Rüsselsheim, Germany, have in common with a Porsche 911 Turbo S? This I couldn't believe when they told me. This car has a 1.6 liter four-cylinder turbo engine that develops a relative of 200 horsepower and 207 pound-feet of torque. But get this, for 10 seconds, it develops overboost and brings the torque up to 221 in a Buick.
Oh, cool.
The only
That's
other car
cool.
on the road that does this is a $180,000 Porsche 911 Turbo S.
That's very cool. So they're giving folks a little extra bang for the buck. That's fantastic.
Literally, you get extra bang for your buck. I couldn't believe how they have. The car overall, I got to say, I think they did a nice job with the structural rigidity of the car. You know, I went, again, I'm the goofy guy. I went and tried to find broken pavement. We actually did drive it on the beach, on the sand. We already have the tech review out. In our episodes, we always do two episodes for each car. We do one as a tech review, which is just a walk around and talking about details like this. But then we actually do the first drive review. The tech review went live this past week, so people can see that now if they want. And we actually did the tech review on the beach where we drove the car. And I couldn't find any like cowl shake or structural issues with the car. That's a very good thing about it. I thought there was enough pulling power. I mean, is it an Audi S3? Is it like a BMW M2? Nowhere near it. But it's got enough pulling power to pull, believe it or not. It's a heavy car, Bob. It's 3,900 pounds. So it is a pretty torquey car. And then the other thing about it that's very interesting, and I didn't know this going into it, because I thought all they did was when they designed and built the car in Rüsselsheim, Germany, they thought we're going to make it as an American market car, which means crash standard. But it turns out there's actually 600 changes, 600 parts are different between the two cars, between a Cascada for Opel, and they're actually going to sell it as a Holden, and they're going to sell it as a Vauxhall as well. So it's not just the U.S. that's getting the car. And the 600 changes, yeah, of course, are the badges. There's the engine, which comes over from Germany, but then they take the German transmission and they put the transmission from the Buick Verano turbo. They put the 6-speed automatic. Sadly, no manual transmission here, which would I'd like to see. But, you know, knowing Buick, they understand they're going to sell three of them, one to me, one to you, and one to the guy you talked about that owns that radio station. But what's interesting is the seats change. Like, they change the formation of the seat. They change the seat coverings. There's other bits that change, which I didn't quite expect going into it. So there was a lot of unusual stuff that was unique in making the transition over to Detroit from Rüsselsheim.
Wow. When we come back, I can't wait to hear more about the new Buick convertible. Then we're going to take you for a ride in the new Cadillac, the flagship CT6 with Motoman, right here as Auto World continues on great stations.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Removing bad taste and odor from your drinking water is easy. Removing the bad stuff you don't taste is what ProPure does best. Water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure countertop, inline gravity, and household water filtration products. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com. Or call 800-544-3533.
If survivalist housing has been in your plans, get ready. We're bringing our Timberline Range Camps to you February 6th through 14th, the Great American Outdoor Show in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania. Get an up-close look at some of our most popular Timberline models or visit survivalistcamps.com to pre-order a camp. We'll bring it to the show and save you the cost of shipping. It's the perfect time to get that camp you've wanted. Go to survivalistcamps.com, then plan on joining us at the Great American Outdoor Show in February in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shot the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop. You save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price can vary depending on your health issue and company and other factors. Not available in all states.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
My pappy said, son, you're going to drive me to drinking if you don't stop driving that hot rod Lincoln.
Giving your radio a broadcasted tune-up, this is Auto World, and your host, Bob Long.
Have you heard the story of the hot rod race with the Fords and Lincolns was set in the pace? That story is true. I'm here to say I was driving that Model A. Got a Lincoln motor and it's really
everything
up.
Audio while I'm on the air. That is not something that you broadcasting students should be doing, so don't do that. Do it. That's what I just got caught doing. My name is Bob Long. The name of the program is Auto World. We've been on the air since 1992, and we're joined by Motorman, the host of the wonderful television series, and he's telling us all about the brand new Buick, the what's the correct pronunciation here?
It's the Cascada.
Cascada. I knew it was Cascada.
Or, also it's Cascada. I don't think there's a difference between German or anything. I don't even know how Germans came up with the name Cascada.
No, that would be a tongue twister for a German, to say the least. Is this a soft top convertible or a retractable hard top?
It is a soft top convertible, and we were very fortunate. We got a good look at the end. They brought a cutaway of the actual roof itself. So you know how we've talked about BMWs and Mercedes in the past, how they have the multi-insulation type roof where it's like a Hartz cloth or a Cambria cloth or something like that, a canvas, and then really what's underneath it. Well, they actually showed us, and again, it's in the full episode coming on Tuesday. I showed the actual cloth itself, and then there's about an inch thick of insulation, believe it or not. And then underneath that is the actual headliner that you see as a passenger in the car. And then get this, the leading edge of the roof that meets with the A-pillar, that's magnesium itself. You know, and this is the kind of stuff the engineer that went in the car that, again, I didn't really expect from Opel or really Buick.
Very good. Excellent. it's going to be an interesting vehicle. I mean, this is a relatively small vehicle. However, it is a four-place. It is not a two-seater. Where do you see this fitting in as far as competition-wise? Who are they going after?
This is, you're bringing it. You know what? You and I are, you're a good man, and you're on top of it. You're going exactly where I was going to go. Now, in all of our episodes, I always end our episodes with a question. I always like to ask the audience what they think about something specific, because I like to turn these things into a discussion, because at the end of the day, we're just car guys, and what car guys do best is tell stories and debate over cars. And the biggest, I guess if I could say a negative here, a problem about this car, is I don't know what the hell this car competes with, because this used to be a big segment. There used to be the Chrysler, which I think we would all agree that 200 was a horrible car. I mean, I don't know anybody ever that has written a check besides a rental car company for a Chrysler 200. But then if you look above or below this car, because this car, Bob, it starts in the low 30s, and the one we had was the super-duper ultra-platinum model, which was 37 grand. There's no way you could push this car past $37,000. So if you look below it, you can buy a Camaro or a Mustang cheaper than this car, but then if you look about the same money as the top-end car or above it, you could get the Audi, you could get a BMW. So it's in a very, you'd think there's not that much you compete with, but actually there is, depending on what you're looking for. Like, you and I probably would go into a different direction because we'd want a manual transmission and a rear-drive car, in which case you could get a Camaro cheaper than this. Or do you want to get something a little bit more finessed, and most people might go with the Audi. So it's in an unusual place, but the good thing it has going for it is it's not competing with a terrible car like the Chrysler. That's just something that if anybody would actually buy that, they would have bought it on price and nothing else.
Absolutely. And when are we going to see this new Buick convertible for sale at your local Buick dealer?
It's coming in about a month or two to the local dealers. I think it's about a month or two.
And besides the Overboost, which I think is really cool, as you say, taking a page from the mighty 911 S Turbo from Porsche, any other surprises with this new offering that you'd like to tell our listeners about?
I wouldn't say it's a surprise specific to this car, but it's a surprise specific to General Motors engineering, and we'll cover this somewhat with the Cadillac. This car shares the same front suspension technology with the Buick GS, and that's the Hyperstrut suspension system, which effectively is the most simple way to describe it. It's a very unique type of knuckle in which it connects the strut to the actual drive axle from the engine. So as a result, you could drive this or you could drive a Buick GS and push the crap out of them, and you'll get virtually no torque steal, which I find really, really interesting with a 3,900-pound car. And I did find interesting with the Buick GS with the manual transmission. I drove that car, two, 3 years ago with a mutual friend of ours, McKeel Haggerty. He and I drag raced that car. I had 2013 GS with a stick, and he had a 1970 Stage 1 convertible with a stick, and we drag raced up there in Traverse City. So I'm probably the only person on the planet that has ever drag raced the CEO of an insurance company.
Apparently, I'm not a man.
My daughter is telling me about a toy here, so.
So she's more excited about the toy rather than the Buick.
Yeah, Leslie, what's the name of that toy? What's the name of that roller coaster?
Polly.
The Polly Pocket roller coaster.
Apparently, that's what we need, Bob. Is we need the Polly Pocket roller coaster and not Buicks.
Oh, wow, that sounds... You'll have to tell me much more about it later. Thank you, Nancy. Well, this Buick sounds like a very interesting vehicle, and the video goes live for tomorrow of the day, and remind folks of where they can check everything out, Motorman.
They can find us very easily on YouTube. You type in Moto Man TV, all one word, or, as we found out last time we spoke, you can now download a free app from both Apple iTunes and Google Play for Android and iOS. Moto Man TV, all one word, Moto Man TV, all one word.
That's fantastic. I got a question here before we dive into the flagship Cadillac. This is coming out of Alabama. And it's a question from Mike, and Mike wants to know if Motor Man thinks that Ford might reintroduce someday the Lincoln Town Car, or is that a lost cause? This is his all-time favorite daily driver. Of course, Lincoln has got the new Continental, which I think will appeal to a lot of Lincoln Town Car owners. The only difference is you better bring a lot of cash. Can we lose Model Man? It looks like we might have lost Model Man. Well, we'll get Model Man back. All right, no problem. Our telephone number is 855-660-4261. That's what happens with live radio when we have live guests who are joining us from other parts of the country. He was in somewhere in California, no doubt driving one of these incredible machines, and we'll get him back. Ben is working very hard to get him back with us right now, but that's a good question. A lot of people love the Lincoln Town Car. Certainly, they sold a ton of them over the years, and they're still used today. There are some limousine drivers, delivery drivers that love the Lincoln Town Car, but we'll get Motor Man's.
Sorry about that, Bob. Apparently, the El Nino is affecting the telephone lines here in California.
It's a conspiracy, that's what it is. When I come back on the other side, we'll talk about the Lincoln Town Car, and we'll talk about the CT6 Cadillac with Motor Man. Don't go away.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Hear that? That's the sound of somebody buying the car of their dreams. Oh, and that's the sound of it making its way off the auction block and straight onto the loading liftgate of a Reliable Carrier's trailer. Now we see the reliable driver taking over. He's slipping a plastic cover over the seat, putting paper floor mats on the floor. Now he's loading it onto this 53-foot trailer. You know, the contents of this trailer are covered by a $5 million insurance policy and tracked by a GPS satellite at all times. Now, he appears to be ratcheting it firmly into place, checking it over, closing the doors. This kind of care is why Reliable Carriers is America's largest fleet of specialty vehicle carriers. He's in the tractor, ready to deliver this vehicle to its new home. And he's looking at me, wondering why I'm standing in the way of his big orange truck. Visit ReliableCarriers.com to learn more and request a quote. This is Reliable Carriers. Vehicles taken seriously.
Why be held hostage by your wireless carrier for 2 years? What if you had no contract, no activation fees, no hidden costs, tracking, tracing, harvesting customer data, or draconian gimmicks, all on the nation's best 4G LTE network? Introducing Pix Wireless. Bring your phone and other qualifying devices to Pix and choose a plan starting at only $14 a month. Get connected now. Call or click 1-866-267-2056 or PixWireless.com, spelled P-I-X, wireless.com. Pick Pix and get connected today.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows, pause and rewind live TV, even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Broadcasting from the middle of Corvette Boulevard and Stingray Avenue, this is Auto World with your host, Bob Long.
We thank you so much for joining us here on Auto World. My name is Bob Long alongside Motoman, and we're talking all about his hit television series. And Motoman, you're celebrating, I believe, 5 years of doing the program and just explosive growth. Tell our listeners around North America, as well as everybody listening at GCNlive.com around the world, about this growth. And now you've got this cool app. I mean, you've got a lot of people looking at this show each and every day, each and every week.
Sure, we actually do. We started 5 years ago. Actually, we started 6 years ago, believe it or not. We started shooting in 2009. Our premiere episode was January 10th of 2010. We now, you can find us, as I was saying, on YouTube at Motoman TV, all one word. We have our very own app, which you can get on Apple iTunes and Google Play. So we're both on Android as well as on Apple and iOS. And then we're on virtually most of the social media. So Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, Motoman TV, all work. And, you know, there's a couple of milestones I'm pretty excited about, Bob. Number one, we've actually shot, believe it or not, 450 episodes went live as of yesterday.
Wow.
Number two,
fantastic.
We've got over 100,000 subscribers on YouTube alone. And number three, and this is one of the things I'm most important about, is, you know, we do a couple of million views a month just on YouTube. And, you know, we started with a couple of, like, tens of thousands of views, and now we've gotten to this point over many years, to the point we're very fortunate that we work with most every car manufacturer out there, and we do some unique stuff. Like, for example, we're going to have a mini-series coming up, Bob, where I actually go over to England, and I go to crew, and I build a Bentley from start to finish. Like, literally,
oh, wow.
They let me go into the factory, my own two hands, on a wrench, starting with the engine. I welded the C-pillar of a Molzon. I sewed the seat. I did the woodworking. You know, it was funny, when I first approached them to do it, they're like, I don't know if we can really let you loose in the factory. We'll see what we can do. Maybe we can set something up for you. But then when I got there, I met this great guy, Sean, who runs all of the engine shops. And he comes up to me and he goes, I hear you're handy. I'm like, yeah. He goes, here's the wrench. Get to work. There's your little spot. And he let me build the engine.
That's wonderful. Wow. I love talking with the engineers and love interviewing the designers. You know, they're the real car guys and girls.
Completely.
Those are my favorites as well. Before we talk about the CT6, let's answer Mike's question in Alabama about the Lincoln Town Car. I don't think we'll see a return of the Town Car. The Continental certainly is a beautiful piece, but what are your thoughts, Motorman?
I would agree with you. I don't think you're going to see a Town Car, but I would disagree with you on the Continental. I am not one of the Continental fans. I don't think they brought their A game to the table there, and that is a super hyper-competitive segment. I think for that kind of money, that's going to be about a $55,000 to $70,000 car. There is so much competition, and it's only getting more competitive. Like the new E-Class that's coming out, I was very fortunate to be over in Germany in December and got to spend some time with the car early. And I got to tell you, Bob, the interior is a whole new level, almost better than the S-Class. Then there's that new S90 that's come out. No. I got to tell you, Lincoln, I really think there's a couple lessons they lost there. You know, yeah, everybody goes on about the platform that's front-wheel drive base, even though it's all-wheel drive. That's problem number one. But I think the design, there could have been some different design direction they could have made. And what's odd there is very talented designer, very talented designer, mm-hmm. has been doing great work. I don't know what happened with the Continental. And then, and this is where you and I, we've talked a lot about history in the past, where if you look at companies like Volvo, you look at companies like Mercedes, they do a good job balancing between their history as well as where they're going. Meaning if you have too much history, then you have the Ford Thunderbird from 2003. It looked too much like the car it came before it and not enough moving forward. Where the Camaro, it took a bit from the 67 car, but it actually was more of a modern car, and that's why they were able to sell more of them in 2010 than the Mustang. But the Lincoln, instead of going back to the history of like the 56 Continental with that beautiful aviation-inspired interior or that stunning 61 exterior, they went and I feel they took design cues from like the mid-70s, like the Mark IV.
Mm-hmm. The one thing I will say is I think it's going to appeal to a lot of older folks because it's going to bring back those memories. And unfortunately, a lot of those older folks are not going to have the means to purchase that vehicle. I think it will do well in China and places like that worship the
Continental. Murray's brother, Ian, has a great saying. He goes, You can sell a young man's car to an old man, but you can't sell an old man's car to a young man. And I think that's the biggest problem the Continental has going for it.
I agree with you 100%. Bob Lutz would agree with that as well. Tell us all about the flagship Cadillac, the CT6. You've driven it. Tell us all about it.
Wow.
Exclusive engine.
All I'm
going to
say is wow. Like, the engine, it's a totally new engine, and it's reserved exclusively for Cadillac. Now, I didn't get to drive the 2-liter four-cylinder or the 3.6 V6. You know me, I wanted to go to the best engine they had there, which was this all-new 3-liter, it's actually 2.99-something because they're trying to get around displacement taxes in certain parts of the world. But it's a 3-liter V6 twin-turbo. It's got cylinder deactivation, and it actually has active stop-start. So it's got 404 horsepower, 400 pound-feet of torque, which comes in at 2,500 RPM. But the thing gets like 30 mpg. This is pretty incredible. And it's got plenty of pulling power. But what's really interesting about the car, Bob, put aside the engine, the construction method. Instead of having a lot of parts, in two instances, and we talk about this in both the tech review and the full episode, which are currently live right now, I actually had Travis Hester come on the show and do the descriptions rather than me do the descriptions. But in two instances, like in the front, where all the load is collected at the front, where you have the suspension, the subframe, and the body pieces hang off, as well as in the rear, instead of having like 35 parts in the front or 20 parts in the back, they've reduced it down to one casting in each place. And as a result, this big Cadillac sedan only weighs 3,600 pounds. And to give you a basis of comparison, that's about the weight of an Audi TT. That's ridiculous. That big of a car weighs that little. And yeah, as a result, paired with 404 horsepower and 400 pound-feet of torque, I was literally taken by how capable performance-wise the car is. I mean, is it a CTS-Z? No. But it's far beyond what a 7 Series is, which is about the same size in terms of driving dynamics.
How do you think it's going to do in the marketplace, again, incredibly competitive segment?
You know, I've got my own little straw poll that I do, and it's a function of how many views I get early on in an episode and the kind of comments that come in. And I got to tell you, this car has been incredibly well received by, I would argue, some of the most jaded auto enthusiasts, which are YouTube commenters, because, you know, they don't hold anything back. And what's funny here is everyone's been incredibly positive about this car in design, which Bob Boniface and his team did an amazing job on the design, as well as in terms of the engineering. I think the only question is the pricing. Like, you can get the base car that has all the build quality of the fancy car for $53,000, but the one I was driving was $90,000. So I think the question is, can Cadillac get people to pay $90,000 for the fanciest car out there?
Yeah, no, that's very, very true. It's going to be interesting to see. When does this officially hit Cadillac showrooms?
You'll see that one in about a month. You'll definitely see that one in about a month. And again, I think this is a huge departure. And really, Bob, the lesson on this car, put aside Cadillac for a minute, the lesson here is you're going to see this engineering, and more importantly, this lightweighting, go to other GM vehicles. Because really the way it's set, and you know all these guys, Dave Leone, he's not just the chief engineer of Cadillac, he heads rear-wheel drive performance cars for General Motors. But that means luxury cars as well. So it's Al Oppenheiser on the Camaro and Travis Hester on this car that worked for him. So if you got all these guys in different parts of GM that are taking from this knowledge base now on the CT6, which they put a lot of budget into this to make this thing work, I think you're going to start seeing that go to other parts of General Motors.
Well, we're going to have to get you back for an even longer discussion on the CT6 as well as other drives. Motoman, the hour just flew. Thank you so much for your time.
As it always does, great chatting with you, Bob. Really good talk to you.
Thank you so much, my friend. That will do it for this hour of Auto World. My name is Bob Long.
When we ran out, we stopped using it.
Why would you stop?
Why undo all the good that's been accomplished? We thought everything was fine, and that was not a good thing.
No.
He started stinking. It was awful.
Shedding comes back. Loss of hair, lots of dandruff.
Scratching will return. His shedding will increase.
If I ever took Roy off of Dynavite, he would go back to his hair loss.
DINOVITE.com.
859-428-1000.
When I get down to the bottom of my box of Dynavite,
when I get to about 3/4.
Oh, no. I've got a couple more scoops.
It's time to place my order. Dynavite.com.
Each and every day she is getting that Dynavite.
The omega-3 fatty acids.
Flaxseed, zinc, alfalfa.
The digestive enzymes that are cooked out of regular dog food.
Just feed your dog right. Use Dynavite. If it's working, don't quit.
Don't do what I did and run out.
859-428-1000.
859-428-1000.
DINOVITE.com.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.